Today's podcast share is sponsored for a full shleim of our wish Prince of Baste Miriam by her mishpacha. We wish her a refuah shleima. To sponsor these shurim, please go to rabbifishman.com, rabbifishman.com, and click on the sponsor button. We try to have three shurim every week. In order to please continue this, we need your support. We are right now in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. We are up to Perek Aleph. We are at the beginning. Now, this is not the first shir because of the three prakim of introduction that we did before that. But now we're beginning Perek Aleph, Dine Bishul B'Shabbos, the halachas of Bishul on Shabbos. On page Aleph in the Sefer. So Sif Aleph begins, Echad HaMevashel, whether someone's cooking, Ve'echad HaTzayla, whether someone's roasting, Ve'hametagin or frying, Ve'ha'ifa, and someone who's baking. Kol hamachshir davar la'achila, anything that prepares food for eating. Al yedei chum ha'ish, using heating element. Or toldo of it. Hareza over al iser bishul. That is the iser of bishul, and one is over the iser of cooking. Shir hachum le'inin iser bishul. What's the temperature necessary to cook? But derech klal, generally speaking, we say it's hachum shahayatzila this way. Generally speaking, it's a heat that if someone touches it, their hand would get singed from the heat. So the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa Paskins based on Shlomo Zalman, the Hainu loy poches me arbaim v'chamesh ma'alos Celsius, no less than 45 degrees Celsius, which is 103 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, Ramesha does have a tshuva, where he says a person should try to be machmer at 43 degrees Celsius, which is 109.4 degrees Fahrenheit. And in his suffix, he says one can go all the way up to 71 Celsius, which is 159.8, which is a very, very hot temperature. So it is a machlekes, exactly. The hakul hachmer, if someone has a specific shayla, they should consult their local Orthodox rabbi. Se'iv Beis. L'inyan iser bishul b'shabbos yesh lahavdil bin kelim shenim u'pulay shenim v'chein yesh lahavdil bin tavshilim shenim. So he's going to tell us now five levels of bishul, depending on the keli, depending on the heat, depending how it's being done. So he's going to give us five klolim relevant to this. So we're on page Beis. Eis Aleph. So in Sif Beis, Eis Aleph. Kli Rishon. Number one is Kli Rishon. That's Nikra HaKli Shabai Mitzvah Shal HaTavshil. Whenever we use the term Kli Rishon, we are talking about the food, the pot that the food was cooked in on the fire. V'afilu Eina Oimid Oid Al Gabei Ha'esh. Right? A Kli Rishon remains a Kli Rishon even after being removed from the fire. Kol Oid Shayat Zeledizbay. As long as that pot of food is Yat Zeledizbay, that pot will have a din of Kli Rishon even after it is removed from the fire. Ve'im hu oimed adayin al gabei la'esh, and while the pot is still on the fire, yesh lahachmer bo kekli rishon gam ein hayatz lezbe. So even we said before, when it comes off the fire, it's going to have a din of kli rishon as long as it's still yatz lezbe. While it's on the fire, even if it's not yatz lezbe, we will give it the chumrah, generally speaking, of a kli rishon. Ice Beis. Next level down is Iru Kli Rishon. Something that's poured out of a Kli Rishon. For who Iru HaTavshil Me'akli. So you pour out a food or a liquid from a Kli Harishon, from a Kli Rishon. I'll call Michael a Mashkashu on top of another food or something. Right, so that would be cooking or heating something up. Al Yidei Iru from a Kli Rishon. Next level, Gimel, Kli Sheni. So that's Nikra. What do you call a Kli Sheni? Is that Kli Shel Toichai Hu Aver HaTavshel Me'akli Rishon Acher Bishula. So food that gets put into a pot from a, or any plate or anything, for into a Kli we should say, from a Kli Rishon, you pour something from a Kli Rishon into another Keli, the second Keli gets called a Kli Sheni. Gam bakbuk termis shemolon oisam ne kli rishon dinu kidin kli sheni. And he says, Rol alonsev Pei Gimel, we're going to talk more about thermoses. But Rav Moshe paskens like this also, that generally speaking, a thermos has a din of a kli sheni. So even though you could seal it, then it holds the heat in. L'maisa, we paskin, a thermos has a din of a kli sheni. Four, next level down. Iri kli sheni, pouring out of a kli sheni. V'hu iru hatavshel meha kli sheni, while pouring out of a kli sheni. That's iri from a kli sheni. And then the lowest level of a keli is kli shlishi. So that's nikra kli shel teichu v'hatavshel meha kli sheni. When you pour out a tavshel from a cooked item or hot item from a kli sheni to a kli shlishi, that, to the next pot, I should say, that is what we call a kli shlishi. So those are the five levels of kalim, and on pu'ulais, and actions, because iri is an action. So from top to bottom of when we're going to talk about bishul, we're always going to talk about, is it a kli rishon, kli sheni, kli shlishi? Is it iri kli rishon, or is it iri kli sheni? Se'iv gimel. We're going to talk about five types of foods. Just like there's different levels in the pots, there's different levels in the foods. Aleph, number one, davar lach, a liquid. Shadayin leinu spashal kol tzarchei. A liquid that wasn't yet fully cooked. Beis, davar lach hamavushal kol tzarchei. V'adayin hu nishecha mikzas. Right? A heated liquid that is no longer on the fire, right? But it's still warm. Number three level, davar lach hamavushal kol tzarchei v'nitzdan l'gami. Then you have liquid items that were fully cooked and now have totally cooled off fully. So those are three types of liquids. Now we're going to talk about two types of solids. Davar yovesh, you have a dried food. Shadayin lein espashal kol tzarchei, that has not totally been cooked. And you have a davar yovesh, that was mavushal kol tzarchei. You have a dry item that was already fully cooked. Right, and once we get through bishul, we're going to be talking about whether ein b'shalach habishul when it comes to the davar yavesh. Can you put it back on a fire, near a fire, on top of a pot? All the things you could do with the davar yavesh. So we have three types of davar lach. We have davar lach that wasn't cooked fully, wasn't heated fully. Or it was heated fully, but it's off the fire now. It's only warm. Davar lach, a liquid that's already cold. And then we have in dry items, one that was not fully cooked, or one that was fully cooked, and has now been taken off the fire. And the question is, putting it back on. So those are the five levels. Siv dalet on top of page gimel. Hamusag eish kol zu shebikirayim shel gaz. When we talk about fire and heat and cooking, number one, we're talking about gas stoves. But platav kiraim chashmalayas, or we could be talking about a hot plate or a electric oven. But miskan bishel bekitar, a steamer, v'chein kol machshir, or any machine, utensil, whatever you want to call it, that bishel oichel kiraim psilas neft, like or when you heat up food by using an oil wick. Or a sterno, all these types of things, right? A sterno is like the heated wax, I guess you could call it that. I don't exactly know what it's made out of, right? But it's that gooey stuff that heated up. Ve'en hevdol b'derech klal. Generally speaking, obviously there's uis hiyetzim in a klal, but generally speaking, it's not going to make a difference what matter you're using to create this heat that's going to be doing the cooking. And the ain't have double derech klal bein eish mechusel eish sheni mechusel. Generally speaking, also it's not going to make a chiluk whether we're talking about covered fire or uncovered fire. El imkein neimar bepir shacharis. Like unless we see otherwise later. Toldos eish he davish in eschama machmas eish vein im legab eish. What's a toldos eish? We spoke about earlier. We said the toldos sehel. So toldos eish is something which is not hot, but some sort of fire. But it's something that was heated from a fire. Right, we're talking about something that has the ability to make something yatzazbe. So let's say you had like something similar to like a metal plated blech that was sitting on a fire. You took it off the fire now, right? But it's still boiling hot, and you put something on it, and that metal plate has the ability to cook. That would be toldos ha'esh. Then he says, gam radiator shel asoka beseha, basis. Nechshav b'chlal toldos ha'esh. Let's say you have a hot radiator at home. You have steam heat or hot water heat. You have these nice radiators, right? And you sit on it, and mamish put food on it, it could cook. That would be toldos ha'esh. And one taka should be careful during the winter. We'll talk about it, about putting food on such a thing that's mamish boiling hot. Some of those radiators get very, very hot. Then you could heat something up to add slezbay. Also shalaika halacha. If someone did shalaika halacha and he cooked when he wasn't something he wasn't supposed to cook, so yishal she'elas chacham ki yesh sha'atav shel neser b'achila. Like we saw earlier in the Mavi in Perek Aleph Sif Lama Dalad, that there's times when it becomes usher to eat, when you're not allowed to use it, etc., etc. So you have to make sure you know all those halachas if something happened b'shaygeg, you know, or b'mezid, rachman hulitzlan. So you have to know what those halachas are. You have to consult with a local Orthodox rabbi and make sure you know what is permitted and what is not. Siv hey, klalei dine bishul. Issa bishul b'davar lachu afilu kasha eni mechama elachum shirat slezbe. Heating up a liquid item, right, is going to be an issa bishul, even if the liquid only reaches yad seledesbe. But v'ilu b'davar yavesh, but by a dry item, issa bishul hu kishim evashle l'kidei shir shal maichel ben drusay. However, on a dry item, on a solid, it's not just enough that, you know, the outside rims reach out to this boy, but the food has to reach Kemaychel ben Drusai, the Hainu Kadei Shlish Bishol HaMaychel, which is considered basically a third of its cooking. So when once something is cooked a third, a solid, that's called that you cooked it on Shabbos. But even something that was started to be heated up, right, once before, but it wasn't fully cooked, it's not ready to be eaten, and you put that back on the fire on Shabbos to finish cooking it properly, fully, whichever term you want to use, that will have an Isser Bishul as well. Sivav, top of page Dalad. Kol davar she'enei mevushel kol tzarchei. Any item that's not fully cooked, bein lach, bein yovish, whether it's a liquid item or a dry item, v'afilu hu cham, even if it's hot, taking an item that's not fully cooked, whether it's a liquid or a dried item, and sticking it in a kli rishon, even if that kli rishon is no longer on the fire, but we said earlier the kli rishon is obviously yad seledesbay, and it has the ability to make the food yad seledesbay, right? Because it's yad seledesbay, so it's vav also laris lav mikli rishon, right? So you can't pour from a iri from a klirishin onto a food, and so too, you can't put it into a klirishin even if the klirishin is not standing on the fire. And then he says, we're going to see later in Sif Tes by klisheni chalizda gamach nasasa el klisheni. We'll talk about using a hot klisheni also, and when putting into a klisheni, but definitely putting into a klirishin always. Generally, a klisheni, we'll see the details. You cannot, even if it's removed from the fire, as long as the pot's yad seledesbay, but you cannot put food or liquid into it on Shabbos. We'll stop over here. Today's shiur is sponsored for Refuah Shleimah, Refuah Mitzvah Bas Teva Miriam, by her mishpacha. We wish her Refuah Shleimah. Please help sponsor this shiur to make more of them available. We would like to continue these 3 times a week. To learn Hilchos Shabbos properly, please go to rabbifishman.com or email rabbifishman@gmail.com, rabbifishman@gmail.com for sponsorship information.